Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, are you in for a treat this hour as we approach Father's Day, the countdown to Father's Day? We are packaging up some great segments for you on this great broadcast on June the 16th here on the Menu Live. Don't forget to give us a shout on Facebook. It's facebook.com/onthemenulive and go over to our website and say hi to all of our great sponsors. Listen to some old shows, get a couple of glimpses of some pictures from some of our live remote broadcasts by going to www.onthemenulive.com. This is a place where you can listen live if you are not near a radio, but I'm reaching a whole lot of folks worldwide here on our website, as well as everybody on the dial here in Southern Arizona on AM 1330. Well, as I said, food is all, Father's Day is all about great food and great family encounters, and we take Father's Day very seriously in our house. We've got kind of an annual tradition at the Russell House where we grill up some steaks that are about 3 inches thick, sometimes a porterhouse, sometimes a ribeye, coat those in a beautiful kosher salt and black pepper crust, and it really sizzles up nice. We follow that with our annual viewing of Field of Dreams, which I challenge you to find a better Father's Day movie than Field of Dreams. And then the night concludes out on my patio with the cigar of choice for Father's Day, which has always been, since I became a father almost 17 years ago, the Oyo de Monterrey Excalibur number 1. This is Father's Day in its true sense. I wish I could spend some time with my own father who lives in Washington, D.C., but we will be doing so virtually as we encounter all that is good on Father's Day. Anyway, we had a great time visiting with our good friend Renee Krieger last Saturday. Our listeners know that of all the great pizza places here in Southern Arizona, Renee Krieger and her family over at Eclectic Pizza do a fine job, and we just love spending time with the Kriegers over there on Sabino Canyon and Tancredi Road. But Renee and her family had a little something up their sleeve not too long ago, and they thought, well, we're going to do things a little bit differently. I had a chance to catch up with Renee while I was over at Eclectic Pizza on Saturday, and I had a chance to tape a little bit of interview, and you're going to get some breaking news right here on the Menu Live. Let's go to the tape. Well, it's a busy Saturday afternoon right here on Tancredi and Sabino Canyon Road, and you know when the oven is on, the traffic just starts coming because we are here at an historic occasion. We're here with one of my favorite culinary icons in this community, Renee Krieger of what used to be known as Eclectic Pizza, but we've got some big news to report right here, right now on this busy Saturday afternoon. Renee, you got all of our listeners are wondering what in the world do you have up your sleeve. What's happening over here on Sabino Canyon and Tancredi?
I wish I had what you have up your sleeve. You sound like you're having a great time. We have a lot going on. We've got a name change. We've changed the entire decor, and we did it overnight. We didn't close a single day, and our customers have been very happy about that. We have some new stuff on the menu, and the same awesome staff that we've had for the whole entire time. First hire still here, wiping a table right now. And we have some new wines coming in for the summer, and we have Monday through Wednesday half-price select wines that we're going to start doing for the summer. We have a lot of stuff that we're changing here, and we're just kind of working through it, and some really fun stuff we're doing on the menu, and a whole new look.
Yeah, the whole new look is something that just really warmly greets you when you walk in the front door because, you know, the color scheme and the architecture and everything is done so thoughtfully here. It really is a comfortable space. You really have provided additional seating capacity here with sort of booths lining around the walls. But let's get right to the news here. I mean, Eclectic Pizza, as my listeners know, is, you know, the Russell family's favorite pizza in Tucson. And I mean that sincerely. And you have sort of made your brand and build your brand around what you do with pizza. But when we had our little party over here several months ago, we really tore it up with you and I believe Jerry Heinze, who just walked in the door as I'm speaking from TucsonNightOut.com. You're known for your pizza, but in our conversation, I remember you talked about your passion for organic cuisine and your passion for sustainability, which leads me to my next question. You're no longer Eclectic Pizza. What are you now?
We are Renee's Organic Oven. And we kind of wanted to do something that would let people know our commitment to sustainability and attention to food. But we also wanted something that would let our regulars know we were still rooted here. And so we worked with ProVentures to come up with a name that would kind of translate all that. And I think that we hit it. I think we did it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, the fact that you've built this great community of folks that are living the gluten-free lifestyle. I mean, this is a place that really takes serious that commitment to gluten-free, where other people, I think, you know, across the country will say that, but they cut as many corners as they can. You really do it from an authentic space, which is why you've grown your community fan base all across Southern Arizona so big and so bold. So we had some great pizza here. We had a great little appetizer, some bruschetta, a lovely salad. We've got this wonderful, I believe it was a Mediterranean or a Mideast pizza. This was something that I don't know that I've ever experienced before. Talk about the Mideast pizza.
Well, I've always loved salad with bread. And so this was kind of my way of highlighting the organic dough. We just brush it with olive oil, and when it comes out baked fresh, we put a homemade hummus on top with organic greens, local tomatoes, fresh, really fresh cucumbers and black olives, and then we top it with feta cheese and then a really nice olive oil on top.
And that's just one example of the creativity that is manifest on this menu here at Renee's Organic Oven. Again, we're at 7065 East Tancreverde Road on Tancreverde and Sabino Canyon, having a great time on this. Really, this groundbreaking moment here, we are changing Eclectic Pizza to Renee's Organic Oven. We're talking to Renee Krieger, and she is just doing things here each and every day that continue to put smiles on people's faces and songs in people's hearts. Thank you so much for everything that you do. This is it's an honor for me to be here. You certainly have a very active Facebook community. We want to make sure that everybody understands exactly where to find you on Facebook as well as online.
We're at Renee's Organic Oven for Facebook, Eat at Renee's on Twitter, and we also, our website is reneesorganicoven.com.
Great. Well, you made a lot of changes over the last several weeks, and I'm here to say now, don't change a thing, because everything is working just perfectly. Congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you, Matt.
We'll be right back. When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson, with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's 6 La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the Salsa Bar, with 8 handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all 8, or combinations of each, to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill, on Grant and Swan, Speedway and Wilmot, Speedway and Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa Salsa. And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live it's been a long time since I've been here in the studio, the intergalactic headquarters of the Jolt AM 1330. Having a great time moving and grooving over here. I can start smelling the sauce from the ribs and the brisket and the pulled pork that are going to be put in front of me in just about 15 minutes. We're actually going to be interviewing the pit master at the Hog Pit Smokehouse over there on Tancreverde. We're going to be talking a little queue with all you grilling and smoking enthusiasts again as we prepare for Father's Day. But so you want to stick around for that, and also stick around for a chance to win a gift card for the Hog Pit Smokehouse if you're the first person to call in with the right answer to the trivia question. Now, speaking of preparing for Father's Day, you know, I start thinking about great wine to go with this wonderful porterhouse that I'm going to be just crusting beautifully on my grill at home. And I want to make sure that I have the perfect wine to accompany that beautiful cut of beef for this memorable Father's Day encounter. And I will not be robbed of my Father's Day.
Father's Day experience, which means I'm going to go right to the Oracle of Wisdom for wine in this community, especially as we commemorate this historic occasion. From Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, the lovely Yvonne Fouché. What's up, girl?
Hey, Matt. Man, you kill me with all that food.
You know, people say, you know, what do you do? I say, well, I like to eat and I like to talk, so what better thing to do than host this show? I
yeah,
absolutely
I'm right there
love
with
it.
You. Oh, I love it.
So Father's Day is just a few days away. You know, I first became a father almost 17 years ago. And, you know, one of the highlights of my year is celebrating Father's Day. I wish I could do it with my own father, who unfortunately lives on the other side of the country. But I love spending time with my family and my kids and really talking about great food. And I talk about great wine with my wife. I can't talk about great wine with my kids. I mean, let's be serious. But at least they know when they turn 21, they're going to know exactly where to go for wine. But anyway, Father's Day is right around the corner. I talked to you a little bit about this great steak that I'm going to be preparing. One would hope, Yvonne Fouché, that you have custom created this great wine of the week that's going to go perfectly with this steak. What's the wine of the week this week?
Well, not only will that wine go good with that steak, we've got plenty of other wines here in this Father's Day tasting because that's our theme as well.
Perfect.
Is Father's Day, and what better way to please your dad than buy him a bottle of wine? Or better yet, you bring your dad to a tasting, and he tastes for free.
And see, I want to make
weekend.
Sure that our listeners heard you. You said that so quick. I want to make sure if you bring your fathers into Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room this weekend for the wine tasting, the father's wine tasting is complimentary.
That's right.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
That's right. That's right. And we've picked out some beautiful wines for dad, and you know, dad. Dads tend to like a little bit different wines, and so we've got this great selection here. But the wine that I'm featuring as the wine of the week is the Silvio Grasso Dolcetto d'Alba. Now, this is out of Alba, Italy, or the Piedmont area of Italy, which is so famous for the Barolos and Barbarescos. And it's an absolutely the house that produces this, the Silvio Grasso, that's what they're known for,
absolutely.
Is the Barolos.
Yes.
So this isn't no winery. They know what they're talking about here. And this is a beautiful wine. It's got some aromas and flavors of plums and almonds. There's a bit of spice. It's got a little bit of raspberry, tart cherries in it. So it's got all these wonderful flavors all rolled up into this one wine.
Gorgeous.
And it has a very dry finish. So it's just a perfect example of a wonderful Dolcetto. And from the region it's from, you can't beat it.
You have nailed it. Exactly what I want to have with this grilled steak is this wonderful Silvio Grasso. Again, the complex nature of the flavor profiles with that beautiful dry finish is not going to overwhelm the steak. It's not going to overpower the steak. In fact, it's probably going to bring out some of the natural flavors
of that steak. Oh, it's going to complement
it
beautifully.
And
yeah,
how much
perfect.
Is this bottle of wine costing over there?
Well, that's at the high end of the scale, Matt. You know, when you get into these serious, serious wines, I have to charge $14.99 for this.
Again, we have new listeners each and every week, and I need to say, you heard Yvonne right, you know, when she says the top end of the price spectrum is $14.99. Yvonne stocks more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, and there is not one bottle in the entire store that's over $15 a bottle. So do yourself a favor, friends. Go over and see her Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. and taste a flight of six beautiful wines, custom matched for your Father's Day experience for only $10.
Yeah.
If you buy a bottle of wine, at least a bottle, she's going to knock that price down to $8. If you do what I do and buy them by the case, you're not going to pay a penny for that tasting.
That's right. The tasting's free when you buy a case.
Wonderful. So this wonderful Silvio Grasso, delicious, beautiful $14.99 bottle of wine is the wine of the week. We've got about another 30 seconds left. Give us an idea of some of the other wines that you're showcasing this weekend.
Oh, we've got a beautiful Gruner Veltliner, a white out of Austria. We've got a white Bordeaux that's a beautiful Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc blend. We've got a Rioja that is just so varietally correct. I love it. It's the Vino Zacca Rioja. And then we brought in a couple new ones. We have the Bodega Septima Malbec, which is just to die for. When I taste wines, I give them stars. This one got two.
Yeah.
And then we have an Old Vine Cuvée out of California. So we've got some real nice wines for Dad. And in my last 4 years of business, I see what the gentlemen seem to lean towards, and that's what we put in the tasting.
You got a bottle of wine for every dad of every walk of life. I'm bringing a group with me to come see you on Saturday. Fellow dads who are ready to experience Catavinos for the first, perhaps the 20th time, but there's always something new for everyone at Catavinos. Yvonne, thank you so much for the wine of the week. It sounds delicious, and I'm going to see you on Saturday.
Great. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks
you
so much.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Catavinos, and when we come back, he's back. George Marcoux from Fat Greek is going to be in the house. Don't go away.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live on this beautiful Father's Day commemorative edition of On the Menu Live. And you know, when you think about inspirations that fathers have on their sons and grandfathers have on their grandchildren, you know, there's a man in town who knows his way around the kitchen, but it really is done as a manifestation of his dad's and his grandfather's, the artistry that they brought to bear and passing down of recipes from generation to generation. And friends, you and I have the benefit of enjoying the fruits of this family's labors by going to see our good friend George Marcoux over at Fat Greek. George, what's going on, my friend?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
We're doing great. Happy almost Father's Day. And I every time I come in and get a chance to sit down with you and engage you in conversation, I love the story that you tell about your father and this secret notebook that I think you keep under lock and key with all of his handwritten, in the traditional Greek, handwritten recipes for what you serve on a daily basis. Talk about your dad.
Well, we still, actually, you cut me at a surprise here because he's under the weather and his health is deteriorating. They were here just a couple weeks ago and they had to leave because of health issues and stuff, but he finally did get to visit the restaurant.
Wonderful.
That I've had for 2 years because he's never seen it, and he was just thrilled, and I'm sure you caught me by surprise now, and you got me a little bit.
Indeed. You know, and what a celebration for him to come and see what you have created, really to be a manifestation of that legacy. And I remember you went into the kitchen once and brought that binder out for me to look at. Now, there was certainly nothing, no confidentiality things to worry about, because the thing's written in Greek. I couldn't understand a thing. But anyway, to know that you and your kitchen team and your culinary team are every day putting together the ideas and manifestations of what your father did, it's something that we can all celebrate. So I can't emphasize strongly enough all of our listeners to go see George at the Fat Greek over at Camp Lowell and Swan, the Fat Greek 2 Taverna, and of course Fat Greek over in Mangate Square. But anyway, the Marcoux Ranch is something that I have just started learning about, and you know, you're not just running this great restaurant, you're doing so in a way that's bringing local, fresh sourced ingredients, and you're giving people the opportunity to come in and buy some of the stuff as well as incorporating it into some of your menu options. Talk to us about what you have going on with the Marcoux Ranch.
Okay. Obviously, my last name is Marcoux, and a few months ago, my wife and I, and actually this is all my wife's doing by far, we decided that we have some land over at the Tango Verde Valley area, so we decided to start our own garden. Besides the garden, we also have free-range chickens, we have goats, sheep, ducks, you name it. So because of prices going up, honestly, lately, you know, it seems like all produce prices are going up.
Sure.
We decided to just start growing our own things. And besides feeding our own family, which is a family of five, also bring some of the stuff down to the restaurants.
Beautiful.
Now, what's interesting about this is it's not just putting things in the restaurant, but we're also taking things from the restaurant. What I mean by that is Pretty much every day we have cuts, you know, like we cut our vegetables fresh or the lettuce. Everything that we cut, we keep and we take in to the land and we feed that to our chickens, the goats, along with the alfalfa and so forth. And then in return, we use the goat poop as part of the composting. So we turn that into vegetables, anywhere from tomatoes, zucchinis, dill, eggplant. I can go on and on and on. So we are now starting to have some of those things in our salads. We use goat milk after we pasteurize it. We use it for the cooking, like for bechamel sauce, for pasticho, moussaka. We're making our own cheese, our halloumi, which is a Greek Cypriot cheese, that we actually sell that into our salads. We're in the process of actually making some chivri and also some mozzarella cheese, but that's actually for our own, for our home, because obviously, you know, I'm not going to put, French cheese over at the restaurant.
Right.
And again, this is all my wife's doing, because obviously it's bad enough for me running two restaurants. So she's doing that with the kids. Now that they're out of school, they go every day, they feed the goats. And the other thing that she's also done that we're going to be selling at the restaurant is goat milk soap. She started a different variety of soap with different flavors, and we're getting ready to get a banner up going and letting people know slowly that we're creating a mini farmer's market at our own restaurant.
I'm blown away. I mean, I've been around the food community, George, for many, many years, and I have to tell you, I think this is the first time that I've heard of someone doing this in such a comprehensive way. I mean, I sort of get this circle of life kind of thing going on with the input and the output and the goats and the cheese and the compost, and it all part of this vision that really is designed to bring you the best possible sourced ingredients that are available that are going to make you think, you know, I don't know that I've ever tasted a cucumber like this, or you can taste the difference when a cheese like a halloumi cheese is handcrafted. What you guys are doing over there, the Fat Greek, is, I think, earth shattering, George.
Yes, it really is, and it's exciting. It's something new. As far as at home, as of right now, we don't have to buy milk, eggs, vegetables. I don't remember last time we went to Fry's or any other supermarket, because we get everything from the land, and because there's so much of it, there's no way for us to keep up. What a better idea than to pass it over to the customers, and that would go eventually for both restaurants. Right now it's only at Swan, and as more things are starting to come along, and you know, hopefully we'll start getting some rains, they'll start coming out a lot faster. And that also go eventually, by, I would say, December, we're probably going to have some of our own lambs. Right now, we're starting to get them pregnant and so forth. So, we should start actually using some of our own meat that we're going to have the University of Arizona do the slaughtering. That way, everything goes through an FDA approval. And it's all, with the health department. And then we can start selling some of that meat also at the restaurant, the specials and so forth.
Boy, this is just about as fresh can get. And I can't wait to get in there and sort of give my taste buds a sort of a test drive around some of these great world flavors that you're providing us with the opportunity to taste. Now, every time I go into the Fat Greek, I think this is a great culinary experience. I had my first fried smelt at the Swan store. I don't know if you still have those on the menu or not.
Yes.
There's some smelt enthusiasts in this community, George Marcou. So I hope everyone within my listening voice can hear. Go over and see George Marcou over at Fat Greek 2, which is called Taverna, there at Camp Lowell and Swan. Have a chance to engage him in conversation. Go see him online. Go see him on his Facebook page. It really is, I think, the best Greek food in town. Authentic Greek food. George, thank you so much for everything you do. I can't wait to see you again.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you to you, too. We're going to take a quick CNN news break, thank a couple of sponsors, and we come back, we're talking some serious barbecue from the pitmaster of the Hog Pit Smokehouse, Mark Smith. He's in the house. You don't want to miss this. Don't go away.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. He held out about as long as he could, but today embattled New York Congressman Anthony Weiner surrendered to calls for his resignation.
Today I'm announcing my resignation from Congress.
Yeah!
The move follows a three-week sexting scandal. CNN's Dana Bash is following the story from Capitol Hill.
There absolutely is a sigh of relief, but it is definitely mixed with sadness. We are hearing from many of Anthony Weiner's colleagues that this was absolutely the right thing to do, that he had no choice, first of all, because of the lewd photographs that he sent, and second of all, because of the fact that he didn't tell the truth at the beginning. And this story was going and going and going and did not stop.
Ayman al-Zawahiri is now the leader of al-Qaeda. He was the group's second-in-command under Osama bin Laden. California Governor Jerry Brown vetoed the state budget that was passed by state lawmakers yesterday. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Need an exciting new cell phone? Then come to Walmart, where there's low prices every day on everything you need to stay connected. Get the latest phones from the best wireless carriers, like the Verizon Droid X2, the AT&T Samsung Infuse 4G, and T-Mobile's HTC Sensation. Activate it in store. And if you don't want the latest phones, Walmart also has pork and beans. Just empty a few cans and put a string between them. Personally, I'd go with the brand name cell phones at the lowest prices from Walmart, but I do like pork and beans. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
AutoZone. Riding in a stuffy, hot car is not cool.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get ready for the hot summer sun with a trip to AutoZone. We have everything you need to make sure your air conditioning system keeps pumping out cold air so you can ride in comfort. And if you don't have all the tools to do the job, ask about our free Loan-A-Tool program. So keep your cool all summer long. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This week for Father's Day, nothing will put a smile on Dad's face like a gift card from the Home Depot. Available in-store and online, it's a present of possibilities that lets him build better, grill greater, or score that special something he's been seeking. And when Dad sees how far your money goes for him, it'll put one more smile on his face for Father's Day. Check out homedepot.com/giftcards for all sorts of great choices. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's 6 La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the Salsa Bar with 8 handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all 8 or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway and Wilmot, Speedway and Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa salsa.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the 2-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KJLL AM 1330, The Jolt. Celebrating Father's Day on this wonderful Father's Day show. Now, I don't know about you folks, but when you're thinking about Father's Day, we talked a little bit about putting a steak on a grill, but there is so much more about Father's Day than a simple steak might suggest. When you think about great opportunities in the kitchen and great opportunities out in the, on the street, you might find yourself weaving your way over to the east side, over to this great place on Tancredi called the Hog Pit Smokehouse. It's all about the Q, and our friend Mark Smith from the Hog Pit is in the house. What's going on, my friend?
Not much. Great day.
Great day indeed.
Great day for barbecue.
When is it not a great day for barbecue?
Every day. I don't care if it's rain or snow or shine. It's a great day for barbecue.
So you are legitimately, in your own right, Mark Smith, the official pit master at the Hog Pit. Now, I want to be a pit master when I grow up. What talk about how you went from, boy growing up wondering what he wants to be when he grows up to I am now an authority in the world of Q. I'm a pit master. What does it take to get that designation?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I started off, I had a friend that I worked with who barbecued a lot, and I wanted to get into slow smoking barbecue more that I enjoyed. And I went on the internet and I started getting into the internet and trying to find out how to barbecue and things like that. And honestly, my first dish was inedible and the dog really enjoyed it. So it definitely takes, there's an art to it. And that is what it is. It's an art, and practice is everything.
That's,
you know,
right.
The more you practice, the better your barbecue gets.
Yeah. And I bet when you encounter people that want to learn a little bit more about Q and learn a little bit more about what this barbecue thing's all about, you know, people say, well, you know, I barbecue. Yeah. I throw my stuff on the grill.
Yeah.
Let's just settle this right here and now.
Right.
If you are putting meat on a grate, and that grate is over a heating element,
yes,
and you turn your gas grill to high,
right,
you're not barbecuing.
No. You're grilling.
Dispel that myth.
You're grilling. That's right. That's grilling. There's two different types of barbecue. There's actually barbecue, which is slow smoked, which is the best, in my opinion,
right,
because that's what I love.
Right.
And then there's grilling. And grilling is your everyday backyard. Throw it on the grill with a quick steak, things like that. But I'll tell you what, barbecue, you can do some pretty crazy things. We actually have a smoked ribeye at the Hog Pit that we do, and it's phenomenal. You'll get to taste some today. We brought some with us.
Oh, that's wonderful. I have a few more questions to ask. Otherwise,
yeah,
I would just jump right headfirst into this planet-sized box of food that you brought over to the Jolt. Anyway, I'm a low and slow guy, right?
Yeah.
So I take my cue seriously. And what I love about the whole concept and the artistry of barbecue is when you approach the process, you're making a commitment. You're making a commitment of time to yourself,
correct,
to your family, to,
yes,
your neighbors, to your community, and to the food.
Yes.
Because, yeah, it's easy to get a great porterhouse in 4 minutes off a gas grill. I don't want to knock that. That's what I'm doing on,
sure,
on Sunday. But when you're doing authentic barbecue, you have to say, this is a commitment that we're making, because we're talking about hours upon hours.
That's
upon
correct.
Hours. How do you do your smoking over there at the Hog Pit?
Well, I'll tell you what, you're absolutely right. It is a commitment. At the Hog Pit, we'll actually invest between 13 and 16 hours to do pork.
Oh.
We do our briskets between 12 and 14 hours.
Attaboy.
We do our ribs in about five and a half hours, and we do our chicken in about an hour, hour and a half.
My goodness. So. Now, you must have a smoker over there, Mark Smith, that that is of Herculean proportions. Oh,
yeah.
Talk about your smoking facilities.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's my toy. It's a toy for me. I love it. It's a Southern Pride 1,400-pound smoker.
Oh.
It's fully rotisserie. It's got 18 full rotisserie racks, and it'll do 90 racks a rib at one time. 90 racks.
And I bet because of the way the Hog Pit has really taken off in this community, I'm sure you've got 90 racks of ribs in there on a regular basis.
We're doing a lot more than when I got there. I'll tell you, I've been there almost 4 months now. A little bit of my background. Let me just back up just,
sure,
a little bit so I give you an idea of who I am and what we're bringing to the restaurant now. My wife and I started about 5 years ago. We became certified barbecue judges through the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Oh, right on.
So we're nationally certified judges. And we decided during that competition that, you know what, we may be able to cook like this.
Yeah.
So a couple of my friends came over, and we brought a whole bunch of barbecue back, and we decided to form a team.
Nice.
Now, it's 5 years ago.
What's the name of your team, Mark?
Well, now it's the Hog Pit Smokehouse.
Okay, good.
Back then, it was called Smith Family Robinson Barbecue. And the reason we call that is my last name is Smith, and our friend's last name is Robinson.
Have I not seen you on the Food Network during Grilling Week at some of these competitions?
Well, we have been on TV in California. We've been on.
I mean,
TV
you smelled familiar.
Yeah,
I recognize that smoke smell anywhere.
Yeah. So we did that for quite a while, and the way I started was Arizona Barbecue is a website here in Arizona, which is the largest barbecue club. We have over 3,200 members and over 3 million hits a month on our website.
My goodness.
It's called azbarbecue.com. The president of it, his name is Mike Ryman. Mike Ryman kind of took me under his wings, and he taught me what competition barbecue was about.
Right.
He taught me how to wash dishes. He taught me how to trim meat.
Wow.
He taught me how to turn in boxes. He taught me a lot.
After and when you say turning in boxes, I mean, the clock can be your best friend or your worst enemy, can it not?
They. I have a nickname. It's 3 second mark because I got talking one time a little bit too much, and my wife handed the box in with 3 seconds before we were eliminated.
Talk about the stress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, presentation is so much a part of it. You don't want to hand in something that was literally thrown into a box.
No. Wow. Presentation is a huge score.
Right.
So... We got through Arizona Barbecue. We decided to do our own team. We did our own thing. And we progressed. My wife and I started doing our own thing last year. And then an opportunity, we wanted to buy a new toy hauler. And I walked in the door. My wife said, "We can buy a new toy hauler if you go get a second job." Because I actually work for TUSD as a fire safety technician.
Oh, wow.
Day.
Wow.
So, yeah. And I go straight from work to the Hog Pit and cook barbecue.
And so you get to, you know, you're working and playing at the same time.
That's what it is. You can ask Mo. She's here. And Mo and I, we've become really good friends because she's there all the time. And I'm there all the time. And we're making barbecue.
This is the famous Maureen Lostutter that we've heard all about. I can call her Mo because I am now a legitimate part of the family, of the Hog Pit family.
That's correct.
But Mo, what is it like, you know, giving Mark Smith this sandbox to play in every day? I mean, you got customers with smiles on their faces.
Oh, definitely smiles, definitely. What Mark and Dorothy have brought to the table has just created a whole new level of family from us. The passion they give, the love they bring. We are just having a ball with them.
That's wonderful. Yeah. You know, a couple of tweets have come in just in the commercial break, and I want to address two people.
Sure.
have expressed an interest in knowing your philosophy about ribs. And when I don't know if we're going to be tasting any. You know, is it wet or is it dry, Mark Smith?
Well, I'll tell you what. We do a dry rib. I put sauce at our restaurant. We use no barbecue sauce in any of our meats. The meat should stand alone.
Right on.
If you're a real barbecuer, you shouldn't cover up the flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what we do is we do put a little bit of finishing sauce on, but that's just because we're bringing the flavor back into it.
Nice.
So we do consider them a wet style rib, but it's not a barbecue sauce.
So you've got this beautiful rub that you're treating those ribs with.
Absolutely.
Perhaps with the brisket as well, and I'm sure you're not going to disclose for national security purposes.
Yeah, well, yeah, we definitely have to kill somebody.
The recipe of the rub. But you're doing your sauces right there on site?
That's correct. And we make everything from scratch.
That was the other question that I had that came in on Twitter is, are you selling your sauces to the consumer marketplace? Are you selling bottles of sauce?
Not yet. Right. Packaging is a big issue. You know, we have looked into it in the past, and we would like to someday possibly do it. It's an ego thing for barbecuers. I mean, barbecuers got some major egos. There's no doubt about it. And when your sauce is successful or your rub is successful, that really puts a chip on your shoulder and marketing, you know, so it's a good idea. And eventually down the road, we definitely will get something going.
Absolutely. Well, if I'm going to ask Mo to actually reach behind door number one, and as she begins to pull out the fruits of your labors, Pitmaster Mark. And do I call you Master?
Just call me Mark.
Just call me Mark. Anyway, talk about the smoking. You know, there's wood and there's hickory and there's cherry and there's apple and there's pecan and there's a range of woods, and I'm sure each has its own application for whatever it is that you're smoking. But talk about what kind of wood you're using over there at the Hog Pit and why you've chosen it.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, my wife and I, through competition, have done a lot of samplings of different woods to try to figure out good combinations that we can use in competition. And when I came to the hog pit, I kind of demanded a wood. And the wood of choice is pecan.
Yes, nice.
And the reason we use pecan is because I know mesquite is very abundant here in Tucson, but mesquite is a very strong smoke. And you can overpower things with it very easily. And because we do smoke things for so long, we chose pecan because pecan is more in the fruit type wood.
Right.
Slower, it's a lower flavored smoke, and yet it's there and you can taste it. And pecan to me is phenomenal. So we chose pecan.
So the pecan is good because it has wide applications.
Right.
It really is going to, it's a friend to virtually everything you're putting in that smoker.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't even know how to begin to describe what's been put in front of me.
Well, we'll run through it here real quick for you. We actually brought you the full gambit.
I bet you did, Mark.
We want you to taste it all. You know, we brought you our smoked ribeye. This is a certified Angus beef ribeye. We are now, as of today, a certified Angus beef restaurant.
Congratulations.
We appreciate that.
Excellence.
Yeah, so we can
excellence.
Start. And that is what we're bringing to the table. Is excellence. Our briskets are full certified Angus beef. That ribeye you're eating right now has been smoked with a hickory rub.
Oh, indeed it
has. And then we finish it up on the grate. So, yeah, we are very proud of our ribeyes.
Okay, so the pecan really comes out beautifully here in a way that allows you to taste the rich,
correct,
gorgeous, natural flavors of that certified Angus beef.
That's correct.
And it just, it's kissed. It's kissed with that smoke.
Correct.
And it's not overpowering, and it's absolutely, I've never had a smoked ribeye in my life.
Yeah.
I could eat that, Mark
Oh,
Smith.
Yeah.
I could actually eat that.
Oh, yeah.
And now my producer, Christopher, over here is wondering, when do I get to eat
right,
that? I'm going
right.
to pass this along. That is, at the texture. Is beautiful.
Right.
The cut is gorgeous. I wish this was a television show so our listeners can see what's going on.
Yeah.
The smoked ribeye
right.
at the hog pit. Well done, right. sir.
Thank you, sir. And some of the other things we've brought you is we've brought you our ribs, and as you can see, they look dry. When you taste this, they'll fall off the bone. We do have knives and silverware somewhere.
Knives and silverware for Christopher, who's operating the board.
Yep. We have brought we've brought some ribs. We've brought brisket. We've brought our new on the menu smoked chicken. We're doing it now in whole chickens, and we're slicing them in half and smoking them.
Beautiful.
You know, I got to do a shout out because I'll tell you what, I couldn't do this by myself. I got a guy out there who's become one of my best friends out in barbecue land. His name is Charles, and Charles was there before I was. And Charles, when I got there, he's an executive chef type, you know, not the barbecue type. So we've actually, his mom thinks that I've converted him to a new religion, but we're actually, we've converted him to a barbecue pit master. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't do it without him. He's there every day. He's making the barbecue, making sure what I start at night finishes during the day. And he does the ribs. He does the chicken. And between the two of us, we've come up with all these sauces, all of our rubs,
beautiful.
Everything.
So these ribs here that I'm eating, now
right.
these are competition ribs, right?
They are a restaurant style.
Yep.
We do, our competition style rib is just a little bit different, but the technique's the same.
Okay, so now is this a St. Louis rib that I'm looking at? This is a spare rib?
That is correct.
Okay.
We do use spare ribs because we want to give the customers a lot of meat.
Perfect. I like your attitude.
Yeah.
Talk about the smoke ring, because I think that a lot of people sort of get confused when they bite into a rib and they're thinking, you know, I'm not liking the way that looks in there. You know, dispel the myth about what a smoke ring is and really what it's not.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you're absolutely right. Smoke rings are... I can create a smoke ring with meat tenderizer. So for somebody to say that it's smoked ring is essential is not true.
Right.
Pink color is a big indicator on smoke.
Right.
You know, and especially on our chicken, we get people say, are you sure this isn't raw? Well, what I tell them is grab a napkin. This is something I learned as a judge. Grab a napkin and touch it. If it comes back clear, it's clean. It's ready. It's cooked. If it comes back red, it's a little bit raw.
Take home information. This is take home value.
Absolutely.
That Mark Smith is providing our listeners.
Right.
The meat is falling off the bone, but let me just say something to you right here now. It's not like you're putting the bone in and off rolls the meat
no.
so it's overcooked. You know, another myth.
Yes.
That it literally has to fall off the bone.
Correct.
There's a little bit of a tug. There's
correct.
A little bit of a resistance. And to that I say, mission accomplished.
Correct.
That's a real rib, Mark Smith.
That's correct. Yeah, and that's exactly right. You know, some of our ribs, a lot of people think that fall off the bone ribs is the way to do it. Well, I'll tell you, in competition, you hand them a fall off the bone rib and they're going to give you a two, which is about as inedible as they get.
Exactly.
Because fall off the bone is overcooked. And so it is a huge myth. At the hog pit, though, we do tend to overcook our ribs a little bit because the public loves fall off the bone.
That's exactly
you
right.
Know? So we get it as close to fall off the bone without it literally, like you say, falling off the bone and in your mouth. And you're able to tug on it, just a dab, and
I love it.
Eat it.
That's so perfect. We're talking to certified pit master Mark Smith from the Hog Pit Smokehouse, which I believe is over there on Tancredi, right near Sabino Canyon Road. Look for the big pink pig staring you down. Yeah. Anyway, we've got about another minute before we go to our trivia question, but I want you to talk. This is some brisket here.
Brisket.
Now, my mom told me never play with my food, but I have resisted the temptation to use a fork. I want to get in on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get my hands dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about this, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you, brisket is probably one of my fortes. They say the brisket is the king of barbecue. Mm-hmm. If you can cook brisket right, you're well on your way. Brisket is a trick. There is a trick to it. And it's to involve the smoke and the rub and infuse it and make sure that it comes through in your flavors is difficult. And yet not create a dry product. And that's where the tricks come in, you know, is in the technique.
Well, the trick and the technique are working beautifully. I mean, the one first thing I noticed about this brisket, other than its absolutely perfect taste, is the texture.
Yeah.
And when you're smoking, that texture is so important because it can be overcooked. So the way that the brisket sort of falls and sort of gently breaks apart is, I think, what you're looking for. So you dance that a little bit in that sauce, and it's got that beautiful rub on it.
Right.
I mean, I think I've made a new best friend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, will you share some of Mark Smith with Matt Russell? Can we talk to him a little bit more regularly around here? This man knows his smoke and his cue.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Hog Pit when we come back from a commercial, but this is the time for our listeners to get in on the action and call in to see if they know the answer to the trivia question by calling the number, and Mark is going to give us the trivia question right now.
Right. Listen, we got a good one for you today. Something I learned very early on. There's a president who had his own personal pitmaster. What was the president's name, and what was the pitmaster's name?
There was a president of the United States who had his own personal pitmaster. Who was the president, and what was his pitmaster's name?
That's correct.
Let's see if we got some Q fans in the audience. 529-3508 is the number to call, 529-3508, for a chance to win a gift card to the Hog Pit Smokehouse on Tancredi. Good luck, and stick around. We'll be right back. When local businessman Ron Yaeli traveled across Mexico more than 15 years ago, he was captivated by the taquerias that lined the streets of villages and towns. That's where the locals would go for the freshest food around, thoughtfully prepared and cooked right before their eyes. It was then when Ron decided to bring this concept to Tucson with the bold and fresh flavors of the Mexican taqueria. That was then, and La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill is now. Stop into any one of Ron's 6 La Salsa locations and taste for yourself what Fresh Mex is all about. Steak, chicken, shrimp, and fish tacos, fajita quesadillas, grilled burritos, enchiladas, crisp salads, all prepared to order with the freshest ingredients. And then there's the Salsa Bar with 8 handcrafted salsas made fresh every day. Try all 8 or combinations of each to discover your very own salsa personality. La Salsa Fresh Mexican Grill on Grant and Swan, Speedway and Wilmot, Speedway and Country Club, Ina and Oracle, Campbell and Fort Lowell, and University in Euclid. There's one near you. I'm Matt Russell, and I love my La Salsa Salsa. Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, a sticky, sweet, smoky On the Menu Live as we prepare for Father's Day. In the house here at the Jolt is the pit master at the Hog Pit Smokehouse, Mr. Mark Smith, and his absolutely lovely part of the management team over at the Hog Pit is Maureen. I can call her Mo because I know barbecue. Mo Lostutter. Anyway, thanks so much for being a part of this great Father's Day broadcast. Yeah, we got a couple of callers to go to, but someone sent us a text or a tweet as we were at a commercial break and said, talk about the sweet potato. What's going on, Mo?
We have sweet potato fries, but I would eventually like smoking sweet potato.
We have a big joke. We've smoked about everything. I mean, honestly. Yes, like I say, it's a big toy. It's a big toy. And we've smoked cabbage. We've smoked, made pastrami. We've smoked potatoes. We've even smoked cornbread just to see what it'd come out like. And
oh,
it was phenomenal.
Gosh.
So, I mean, we do. It's a big toy. So we go back there and we go, what do we want to smoke today?
Grown men playing with toys.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it
is.
And look what happens. You make people happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, this is so much fun. I can't wait to go back and revisit you folks over at the Hog Pit Smokehouse and get a little bit more time to just sink my teeth into the goodness. Because that's what I do for a living.
I sink
my teeth into goodness.
There you go.
Anyway, speaking of goodness, people think they want to have a chance to get in on all your action. They've called the trivia line and we're going to go right to it to line one. Tony, welcome to On the Menu Live.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. I got Mark Smith here and Mo Lostutter. They think you have the sound of confidence in your voice. Who was the president, the only president of the United States that has that had his own pitmaster?
Bush.
Bush.
No.
Is
good
not
guess.
The right answer.
No,
good
guess.
Guess,
though.
Anyway,
guess.
Why don't you try if you want again? That opens up a line at 529-3508. 529-3508. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Lori. Hey, Lori.
Hello.
Anyway, so we know that Bush is not correct. What president had his own personal pitmaster?
Well, it was LBJ, and he also used to put down 6 inches of sand so he wouldn't destroy LBJ's lawn.
That's correct.
Oh,
and his
goodness.
Name was Walter Jetton.
That's correct.
Oh my goodness.
That's correct.
Oh, my,
that's
now, Lori, are you you with us? Are you Mrs. Mark Smith? I just want to ask you a question. Are you eligible to win?
Yeah.
You nailed it, Lori. You got it. Now, I have to ask you, that I thought that was going to be a stumper, right? Mark pulls out this question. I think, oh, man, we only have 3 minutes left in the show. You got it. Did you know this?
I did not. I went and looked it up.
There
but
you go.
Want to know something? I'm a barbecue person.
Well, good.
I do my brisket and rub it. And
there you go.
It. Now, I'm a wet person.
Okay.
So
nothing wrong with that. I won't hold it against you today.
Right,
I knew it was LBJ, but
go get your sink your teeth into some dry over there at the Hog Pit. Anyway, congratulations. Thanks for
good
listening.
Job.
We're going to put you on
Thank
hold
you.
Here, and Chris is going to get all your information, and we're going to make sure we get that gift card out to you in the mail.
Be great.
Thank you.
Wow, so LBJ and his own certified pitmaster.
Yeah.
I want one.
I do too.
Well, I have one.
Well, you do now. Absolutely.
I have one.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does.
Anyway, we have about a minute and a half left
great.
In the show. You've got a great bar scene there as well. Let me talk
do.
A little bit about the action over there.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got a lot of things going on. Saturday night, we got karaoke contest going on for $1,000.
Wow.
You know, it's a 17-week contest. We're coming up into our third week. Starts at 8:30 at night. You can sing. Come on down. It's a great thing going on. We've got our 4th of July event. We're going to do something special. We're not quite sure exactly what we're going to do, but trust me, when we do something, we don't do it small. We do it big. Come on down for that. We got lunch specials that go on. Every day we got a lunch special. You want some good barbecue? Quick lunch, $6.95. You can't beat the price.
Wow.
On Mondays, we got dinner and a roll. You want to get a chance to win some money back? What you do is you eat your dinner, and at the end, we give you a dice. If you roll the dice, you get 1, 3, or 5. You get 10, 30, or 50% off your ticket. 2, 4, and 6, that's ours. Okay?
I love it. I love it.
June 25th and 26th, we're going to be at Ventana Canyons for Iron Chef, which is going to be great.
Oh, I will be. I'm one of the 3 judges for the Iron Chef
there
event.
There you go.
Yeah,
well, we're
great.
Actually going to be there with a booth, and I'm going to be doing a barbecue class twice during the day. So definitely come on down for that. And the last thing is we're going to do something special for Father's Day. In case you don't feel like barbecuing, although everybody does, you know what? We'll do it for you. Come on down. We'll do some barbecue. We've got a great family feast that will feed everybody. What you've ate today is pretty much our family feast. on a smaller portion. So you can imagine what they're going to get.
Anyway, what a great honor to have you, Mark Smith, in the house here, and Mo Lostetter. Everything you guys are doing over the Hawk Pit is just life-changing.
Yeah.
Go out and see my new friends over on Tankaverde and tell them how much you love their Q, because no one does Q like the Hawk Pit.
If you
missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire broadcast is going to rerun this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell and Mark Smith and Mo Lostetter reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.